Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hey, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports. We got 18 of these now. I am joined by the same people that have been on the last three Balls Deep Sports. That's right. Some type of record for us and guest co-host. First of all, co-host Justin J. Trill, J. Treasy. What up, man?
Bup, bup, bup.
Hello, sir.
Chilling.
Hello, Karen.
Salisbury in the building. I introduced the other guest. The other guest that is a guest on this show and not a co-host, just a guest.
Mm-hmm.
It's Karen. What's going on?
How y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh, yeah. I heard you went to a sports bar earlier today, so you must be ready for the balls deep.
I am.
All right.
Can I get it in my contract that for now, Karen doesn't count, but maybe we get like some entertainment in the background while we're doing the show? Like we get a pole in the room.
No,
and
no.
Just get a dancer.
This is why you're not in charge of anything.
Just, you know, and
he's
she
not
can
in charge of entertainment.
And yeah. She can have her own camera.
No, I still have to live here. So
it's
like,
just
we can't do that.
And we can have a different entertainer every week.
No, see, Turk don't listen to this because it's behind the paywall, but Karen does. So no, this is not acceptable.
So, Karen, you wouldn't agree to some entertainment during the show, some background. It's kind of like highlights, like sports highlights.
It's not even me. I don't know if Spreecast would approve of that.
Yeah, that's also another thing we can't have.
Dancing is a form of sports.
Yeah, Spreecast, like,
she can get some pasties.
You're currently listening to Balls Deep, guys, and it's the premium podcast for all the sports fans out there in the Blackout Tips world. Where we talk about sports from our perspective. First of all, first thing we got to do is play the theme song. So,
how deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking to try
positive plates. You can pound into her feelings, make her self mouth salivate. Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Monday, you make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that.
Where was I?
We're talking about in love. I'm talking about balls deep. My boy's talking about balls deep.
We're talking about
balls deep in love. All right.
That laughter.
Let's get started. A lot of stuff happened this week. Football is back officially.
Yes, it is.
Not just one game like last week, but we have like the entire NFL schedule
mm-hmm.
that was played. So, of course, we have to analyze all that from in a way that only we can to talk about that week one action. First things first, we got to start with, of course, my Eagles going up in the Washington. Was it in Washington?
Yeah, it was in D.C. Mm-hmm.
And continuing to march on Washington because it wasn't over till we got some. And showing everybody that, you know, the Redskins still got their work cut out for them, man. Justin, did you watch the game?
I did watch the game. And, you know, we talked about it, but this was going to be, you know, RG3's preseason game. And, you know, we talked about how was he going to gel with the team without having any practice with them
mm-hmm.
in game time situations. And it showed.
Yeah, he looked very preseason to me in the first half,
yeah.
Which I missed most of. I just saw, like, the highlights of it. Somebody told me they ran, like, 8 plays in the whole first half.
Yeah, it was terrible. Oh. They, ironically, even though they were down, you never really felt like they were out of the game originally.
Mm.
Even though the Eagles showed total control, you just felt like, you know what? The Redskins are still a play away from actually just winning the game or –
Yeah, I only got to see the scary part of the game because when I turned it on, the Eagles were killing them. And so I was like, okay, cool. This is what everybody was talking about, you know, on Twitter telling me to come watch the game. Then I started watching. And I was like, wait a minute, man. We're not moving the ball anymore. Our defense looks tired.
The offense looked tired.
Yeah, the offense just wasn't crisp. You know what I mean? And I was like, you know, it looks like this could be a game down the stretch. And it was. They were like an onside kick away from having the chance to win the game. You know, if they would have got that onside kick, I didn't feel too comfortable with a 6-point lead and just like a minute or so left with RG3 with the ball, who had been getting hot in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I was definitely nervous, man. RG3 had his first ever 2-interception game.
Yeah, it was that he. It wasn't just him. Even the running game, like Morris fumbled the ball like twice at the beginning of the game. We had a safety. Like it's just. Like, it was so much in the first half of the game that we really looked like a JV team trying to play against the state champs.
Right.
And it's just like, no, you're not going to be able to do this game one. You know, the Eagles, you guys had 4 preseason games of not even showing all that you could do. Like, I think a lot of people were surprised when they saw the Eagles. Like, wait, they were only playing at half speed during preseason?
Yeah.
Shady McCoy came out there. Fantasy league owners was jumping on him. Like, why didn't I get him? How is he still available in my draft?
Right.
I
was a little bit worried about LeSean McCoy, though, because 31 carries is a lot of carries.
That's true.
I don't want them to try to do that for the year.
Oh, no. Please don't do that.
I think Bryce Brown needs to get more carries.
It is, though. He is going to be like that for the year.
Okay, that's fine. But I think if he's getting 31 carries a game for the rest of the year, and that's just carries. That doesn't count, you know, any receptions, any plays where he's only in there blocking. That's a little bit nerve wracking because, you know, there's not too many running backs in the NFL period that can take that type of wear and tear over a season.
It's even evident during a game. And that's why midway during the third, the Eagles slowed down drastically.
Mm-hmm.
You guys slowed down so much. It was like, wait, they went from now just cruising at normal NFL speed to like, I probably could run past one of those guys.
Well, I think also part of it was by design because they got that big ass lead.
True.
And it seemed like they said, okay, now that we got this lead, we don't have to press so hard to, you know, up the tempo. And
you can't do that in the NFL.
You can, like, the best people do it, you know, and they still did win the game. I'll give you a good example of a person that does, well, two people that do it a lot. Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning.
True.
They'll get a lead by going hurry up. And then right when you really, like, need them to start making some mistakes, you need your defense to get some stops, they'll slow it down so that even if they go 3 and out, it takes 2 minutes off the clock. And that's kind of like what I think happened with the Eagles, except I think because it's a new thing, it happened too early. Like,
true.
I was like, when I turned it on, it was like the beginning of the third. And I think they just had that mentality. Like, man, we got like a 30-point lead. All we got to do is just not fuck it up. No turnovers. You know, let's not take any more shots down the field. Let's not really, you know, we're not gonna, try too much to look for the big play. And they kept it on the ground a lot, which I liked. You know what I mean? Not taking a lot of chances.
I did too.
But I also thought this is not how y'all got this lead.
I kind of agree with what you're saying. Like the good teams can slow it down, but it's teams where they've been doing it for a while. It's also they'll do it against the teams that can't really score points that well, whereas the Redskins is an offense that can put points on the board. And when you're coming down just 3 and out and not even making field goals.
After that first half, it felt like the Redskins couldn't put points on the board.
Right, because you were seeing the preseason.
Yeah.
But even during midway, the beginning of the third, you're like, wait, oh, they look a little sharp after this halftime speech.
Yeah, I agree. And it was too late to try to put the gas back on. Like, I think it's hard to just hit the switch again. Like, all right, now we're going to speed it right back up, guys. Like, it felt like they came off of the accelerator a little too early. And like I said, man, no offense to LeSean McCoy, who I think is one of the best talented running backs in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to see Bryce Brown get an extra, like, say six of those 31 carries.
Yep.
And because I feel like that makes a big difference, because he would be fresh and it helps keep the drive going.
But that's the thing with that extremely fast offense, mm-hmm. that in theory that they want to run, you can do that. Like, you don't have to get all the runs to Shady McCoy now. Like, right. No, you can. That's the point of having that two back, three backs. Like, you could even have three backs with your system.
I agree.
And it would be so effective because they're extremely fast. I think the players took the game out of the coach's hands at the beginning of the game, too. I think they looked like they was a team that was out there freestyling it. Vic was in control. Vic was making the decisions. And they looked like they were actually having fun.
Oh. Karen, what were you going to say?
Well, who's a why are you calling him Shady McCoy? Is that a name
I don't
know?
That's his nickname.
Okay.
Yeah, LaShawn McCoy's nickname since he was a kid is Shady.
Okay. I thought because he was Shady, I was like, wait a minute, did he do something I ain't know nothing about?
No, that's okay. His nickname.
You know, that's how you know you're going to be an actual pro athlete when you're growing up.
I thought Karen was going to, like, add some type of analysis.
No.
This time, I was like, oh man, we keep cutting her off, and I was trying to get her some room to talk, and she just wanted to ask why his nickname was that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. And also, I am glad that, McCoy is getting more run. I agree with you as far as not as many. I'm with Roderick. I'm glad Andy Reid is gone. Did I pronounce it right? I always tell his goddamn.
Yeah, you said okay. It finally, Andy Reid.
Yeah, I'd like to add an S on in his name. I don't know why. And I'm glad he's gone, because now people, if you have certain Philadelphia Eagles on your fantasy team, you're not sitting there going, fuck, why is DeSean McCoy not carrying the ball? Why, you know, he's not doing anything? You know, I got him. You know, you play one quarter, you out one quarter, you might get in half, and you're like, as a fantasy owner, it's very frustrating.
Yeah. It's also funny, too, because when you look at the first downs for the game, the Eagles only had one more first down than the Redskins to be considered, like, such a better offensive performance. You know what I mean? They just kept drives going a little bit better because it says they had 46% third down efficiency and the Redskins only had, like, 20. So that's pretty huge. But I think the most important thing that I took from it was play calling, man. And I've been saying it for a while that with Andy Reid, everything was feast or famine. It was like,
yeah.
We can't have a play in, we can't have a passing play that doesn't go 30 yards, 20 yards down the field, which takes a long time to develop. And it leaves Mike Vick at risk
mm-hmm.
to take big hits. And he's not that kind of quarterback that's designed to stand in the pocket, take a big hit and make a throw every time. Like, when you see quarterbacks like that, even the ones that aren't athletic, you're talking about 6'6" Peyton Manning and shit.
And
like,
look at Ben Roethlisberger taking these hits, how right. It's affecting him now.
Exactly.
He a big ass dude.
And Vic is not built for all that shit. So
it
felt good to see Vic be like to check down. You know what I mean? And it not be like, oh, that took 5 seconds for Vic to find a man to check down to. So I kind of appreciated that. Like I said, second half though, I saw some chinks in the armor, but I was just glad that they weren't the same type of flaws that Andy Reid had. Like, we didn't have bad time management. We didn't have bad clock management.
Actually had some timeouts left over.
Right. We didn't end up with, plays where we were just like, what the fuck? Why did we do that on third down? Like, the plays made sense to me, and that was a big deal.
Well, I have a question for you. Because, you know, in basketball, I can look and see where the offense broke down, defense kind of broke down. But in football, it's, you know, when you talk about Michael Vick doing his checkdowns, RG3, they both got hit a lot that game.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when the game slowed down, it's like they were getting hit more.
Yeah.
But is that Vick holding the ball too long? The receiver's not actually open for him to throw them the ball, so that's why he's holding it? Or
honestly, man, when I was watching it, I didn't feel like I didn't feel like either one of them were taking huge hits. Like, I think RG3 got hit more than Vick down the stretch, but it was because he was trying to make something happen because they were down. You know what I mean? And he can't run like he was running. So felt like the hits that RG3 took in the pocket, almost any quarterback would have took those hits, because what can you do? The ones I saw Vic take were shit that was happening outside of the pocket that he didn't have to do. Like, even the play he got hurt on, he didn't really get hit, but like he pulled something doing all that damn running. And I was like, you didn't really even have to, like, it didn't even feel like something he had to do. But I did appreciate the play calling, because that's the deal with Mike Vick, man. You're just not going to get this player that people want him to be. He has to run. He's going to do stupid shit. He's going to dive head first on fucking, to finish off runs. He's going to set blocks on people when he probably should just move his ass out the way, and he's going to get hurt. He will not make it through the season. It's just part of what he does. So I've accepted it, and I just want him to go play to the best of his capabilities of, you know, knowing his tendencies. So, but to me, RG3's hits in the pocket the ones I saw, like I said, I didn't see the first half. They were all shit that I was just like, he stepped up to try to make a play and he had to take that hit for that. So all right, let's talk about, I'll just ask it. Is there any other games that y'all were thinking about or wanted to discuss? I'll go down to matchups, cause I don't want to do like every single recap, but you know, if there's one you want to talk about, we'll go through. Dolphins played the Browns. Dolphins won 23-10.
You know, I would say definitely the Jets game. You know, okay. Get the young boys, Geno Smith.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Yeah, going through you let me know which ones, you know, to talk about. And when I go down the matchup, we'll talk about it if you want.
I don't care about that game.
Dolphins, Browns, nobody cares.
Nope.
Vikings, Lions.
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Not the game, but just specifically him.
Mm-hmm.
First 2 minutes of the game, 78 yards.
Right.
Still held under 100 yards.
Yeah, that was crazy. That just tells you how bad his team is. And how bad, what's his name? Christian Ponder, the quarterback there, must be.
Right. And I was thinking, but what happened to the other quarterback that they had before Brett Favre? That it makes me wonder, had they kept him and had team continuity and built with him, you know, he was actually winning games. It's not like he wasn't winning games.
Yeah, the black dude, right?
Yeah.
I forget his name.
How strong a team would they have now if they'd given him a chance?
I think that's what happens when you don't support your young talent. Tavares Jackson, that was his name. Because, like, the thing with Tavares Jackson that I always argue isn't that, because I think he turned into a very bad quarterback. But I always wonder if he had the support that, like, a Christian Ponder got.
Yep.
If he would have been a better quarterback, because he had potential and he would have good games occasionally. But he always had that short ass leash compared, like Christian Ponder he started like last year and he was terrible. He started this year again. He's terrible. Yeah. He played all 16 games last year. The year before that, he played 11 games and started 10 of those. Christian Ponder has had the support of the franchise.
Yep.
And he's terrible. I don't even think I don't think there's too many people that would argue that. He's not terrible. We have 54% completion rate his first season, 62% his second season. He's only averaging 6.1 yards per pass completion.
That's not good.
Yeah, 18 touchdowns, 12 ints.
Yeah, they treat him like Drew Brees for Minnesota. Like, he can do what he want to do, and nobody says anything.
But he's like absolutely terrible. There's never been a time where we went, is Christian Ponder still going to start? And I think this is the, you know, hypocrisy, the double standard with race. Mm-hmm. Tavares Jackson was constantly in danger of being yanked and not starting. And even in the middle of games, it was like, we should take this dude out of the game. So, you know, it's hard for me to believe that it's put it this way. I can't tell if Tavares Jackson would have been terrible either way, or if it just was, nah, we're not giving this nigga a chance, and that's why he ended up being terrible.
I think at the time with the team they had around him, he had a system, like him and the receivers actually were gelling. Mm-hmm. They was getting to know each other. You got Adrian Peterson coming into his own game. They were winning games, and it wasn't just all on Adrian Peterson to win the game.
Yeah.
And when Brett Favre came, you know, yeah, you had a better quarterback. But he didn't function well with the team.
No, he didn't. I was very, very, because I had Adrian Peterson. I got the first draft pick that year that Favre was there, and I had Adrian Peterson. Do you know how fucking frustrating it was to watch that game? And Adrian Peterson could have ran it in, and Brett Favre decides to run it in himself or throw it to somebody else. And you're like, what the fuck? Why is he even out there? Or either you're sitting there watching the game, and it's almost, the game's almost over. Adrian Peterson is not even in the game.
Yep. And like Rod said, because Tavares Jackson didn't have the support, and then you bring Brett Favre in, who you know is only going to be there for a year or two.
Right.
And you don't keep him around, so you ruin his, whatever confidence he may have had about his skill set.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I could understand saying, hey, you brought this legend in, mm-hmm. I completely understand. However, that's not what gets you to the pros. Getting you to the pros is that confidence that I'm the best athlete, I'm the best quarterback, you need me to win these games. And when you bring in another guy, it's like, well, wait a minute. You know, I got to switch lockers?
Right.
I got to get this dude my number? Like, he can't even buy it? I got to give it to him?
I mean, Christian Ponder had 3 ints and a fumble. Like, 4 turnovers? Really, dog? How was Adrian Peterson supposed to win this game? He only, like, he threw it 28 times and got 236 yards. But it's like, if it's not reliable, if you're throwing a pick every couple of plays, they're just going to stack the box and make you throw it. And that's what happened.
And they still only lost by like a touchdown.
They lost by, I think, 10 or 11. Let me see. 24. Yeah, 10. They lost by 10. The thing is, it should have been a blowout because Detroit kept getting touchdowns called back. It was crazy. Calvin Johnson got one call back again, another catch that looked perfect to me, and then somehow ended up getting not called a touchdown. And the main thing I would take from this game is after people went crazy because Reggie Bush had 21 for 90 on the ground and then 4 catches for 101 yards and a touchdown. I think that's a size. I don't think Reggie Bush is as good as you people think.
And he's not going to keep that up the whole year.
Yeah, I heard people doing is he finally the player that we think he should be? No.
Never will be. He's been
Reggie
playing
Bush.
Too long.
He's going to get hurt. His 8th year in the league is not going to be that different between all his other years in the league. He will get hurt at some point, and he'll either try to play through it and play subpar, or he'll just have a down stretch where he plays good teams that are like, you're not going to do all that shit to us. So, yeah, I'm just not a big Reggie Bush fan. And I don't think that, you know, all of a sudden he's in a franchise running back position. I don't think he has the franchise running back type of body that can take the pounding that you do when you're the guy. So, let's see. What other games? Raiders, Colts. Don't really care much about that.
Mm-mm.
Shout out to Andrew Luck. He had a good game. Not a lot of yards, I don't believe, but he did have a bunch of touchdowns. I think he threw like 2 touchdowns and ran one in. Craziest thing about the Colts right now though is Vic Ballard, who's a running back there that I really like, hurt his knee today. And he
today.
Yes, today. And he's on IR now.
Oh.
Yeah, he led the team in carries last week. He's on IR.
Are we sure he heard it today or he just now getting it looked at today?
Nah, they said freak injury at practice. He's on IR. So
fuck. I hope it's nothing season.
Probably. I think even the injury IR is 10 weeks. So it's probably season.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's.
Mm-hmm.
At least he got that contract.
Andrew Luck still the man. That's good for him. I was rooting so hard for Terrell Pryor, y'all don't even know. I was so hyped. I wanted Darren McFadden to catch that touchdown pass that he dropped just so I could be like, mm-hmm, Terrell, he got a black quarterback to Sykes. He was going to be my new Tim Tebow, and he still can be.
Yes, he can.
But he's going to have to come up more clutch than that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was pretty funny watching him play. And the Raiders and Terrell Pryor could not be a better match. Mm-hmm. Chiefs, Jaguars. Only thing I take away from this game is, Jamaal Charles is actually getting the ball. So I don't know how long that's going to last for Andy Reid as the coach. I'm expecting some really bad timeouts and a couple, why didn't Jamaal Charles get the ball games before y'all realized that Andy Reid is the coach there. Bucks played the Jets. This is what Justin wanted to talk about. Justin, what do you want to talk about exactly with this game? The young boy?
Yeah, man. I don't think they would have won with Sanchez as a quarterback. I don't even think it would have been competitive. Even though they won on the last minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think it would have been competitive with the Bucks. I think it would have been a blowout, all Bucks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, regardless of what the experts say about Geno Smith, this, he's not a leader. He can't do this and that. He does enough on a fucked up Rex Ryan team. As much as we've said about Rex Ryan's team all summer, and the so-called professionals say about him, then in theory, the game shouldn't even be competitive. Mm-hmm. They should just be getting their ass whooped every game. Why even dress out? You know what I mean? But I think thanks to Geno Smith, the team is rallied around him. They're playing better. They want to win, not just for themselves, but for him. Mm-hmm. And you can't change that. It's that Tebow effect that Tebow might not have had the best mechanics, but you know what? At one point in time, they wanted to win for him and with him.
Well, I'll say this. I think the defense for the Jets is much better than I thought it would be. I thought they were going to be terrible. But the Bucks gave this game away.
I agree.
Yeah. Safeties and shit. Turnovers.
Yeah. What was it about the games on Sundays? I guess because we watched Red Zone. Mm-hmm. Everybody was having goddamn safeties. I was like, what is it today where you was like, oh, this team got a safety. This team got a safety. And another safety. You was like, are we starting off with safeties all games?
Yeah. I don't know. Watching some of the highlights and Red Zone shit from this game, I got more of a, I don't know if Geno Smith is the guy or not. I don't know how good or bad he'll be because I think the Jets have a terrible organization from top to bottom.
Yep.
But the Bucks, to me, I came away from this game like the Bucks are in more trouble than I thought they were in from a year ago. Like, I don't know what's going on with Josh Freeman. We'll talk about him. We got a story about him later on. I don't know what's going on with him, man. Doug Martin ran the ball 24 times, only got 65 yards.
Wow.
Like, that's crazy to me. Vincent Jackson had a big game, 7 catches, 154 yards. Mike Williams had 52 yards, but then, like, only 3 other people caught the ball, and it was, like, Leonard 1-for-4. Byham 1-for-1 yard, oh, and Doug Martin 2 catches for -1 yards. What the fuck is Josh Freeman doing?
How you get -1 yards?
Like, I just don't understand what's going on with Josh Freeman, man. Like, even Geno Smith got the ball to like 8 different people, and yep, he's a rookie. Like, it's like Josh Freeman is what's the opposite of progressing? Digressing?
Yeah, regression.
Yeah, he regressing.
He moonwalking. He out here doing the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, go backwards.
Get this nigga a glove.
Which is fitting because he kind of looks like Michael Jackson.
Yup.
Aww.
Get him a white glove with the sparkles.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that dude, man. I wanted to root for him so bad, man, but he makes it hard with his inconsistency. And this weekend, he'll probably have fucking 300 yards, but just shit like this makes you just be like, what happened to you, dude? So, let's see. Is there anything else I take from this? Oh, yeah. The running game for the Jets is terrible. Just, I don't want no parts of this fantasy wise. Let's see. Falcons Saints. Saints beat the Falcons. Like I told Justin Wood, they would. I think this was my double sided dildo pick of the week last week, I believe.
It was the Green Bay game I was talking about. It wasn't the Saints game.
No. Remember when I said that the Saints would have, they'd be hyped up because of their defense, their coach back?
Yeah, I wasn't saying it's going to be trash. No, it was Green Bay. I didn't say the Saints would be trash.
No, not trash. I just said they would win this game.
Oh, okay.
We just disagreed about who would win the game. And I was like, the Saints going to win it because they at home. They got their coach back. And, they felt like last year they got cheated with that Spygate, with that what was that shit?
There wasn't you and I going back and forth about that.
You
not
sure?
The Falcons? Yeah, I don't like the Falcons. That's not me.
Oh, I don't know why I thought
we did have a conversation about the Saints and they coach, but I wasn't picking the Falcons though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well,
I was just saying I don't think they would, as far as their division, that they would be that good.
Yeah. I think they I thought they would win this game because they got their coach back and they was hyped.
Yeah, it was that Green Bay Packers game. I think you had challenged me on, and I was like, yeah, I was like, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he got this. He just want to lay low. They're not going to do well.
Yeah. Well, we're getting to that too. Titans Steelers. I don't really care much except the Steelers are a clusterfuck.
Yeah. Who even won that game?
The Titans.
Nice. Good job. I just don't want Mike Tomlin to get punished for.
Yeah.
a team, because he's not like the other coach where he was, you know, he did personnel decisions.
Yeah, I agree.
Tomlin just he plays with what he has, and
yeah, I'm not a big fan of Mike Tomlin getting any blame for any of the shit that goes on with this team, because it's not coaching. A lot of it's personnel, and a lot of the times, man, they're making decisions money wise that are affecting this team. Mm-hmm. Like, yep. We don't want to spend money on this running back. We got to let this wide receiver go.
Yep, Wallace.
Yeah, it's like, man, do y'all want to win or not? Because maybe Mike Wallace isn't the best receiver, but he definitely was important to y'all niggas.
Yep. You know? He was good on y'all team.
Right. Yeah, the way you're designed, he fit right where he needed to be.
And they lost their center, Marcus Pouncey, for the season. Yep. And he's like a fucking pro bowler and shit, man. Like,
consistently.
They're in trouble, man. They're in trouble. None of the running backs are any good. Just, man.
Can you go in and ask to be traded? Like, I don't want to be here no more. Yeah. Is now the time to hold out?
Now the time for, it's time for Mike Tomlin to go ask to be traded.
Right. Cause if I'm them, I'm really like, you know what? I don't want to play for this team because I don't want to get hurt. I see it. Like, yeah. It's, you know, it's when Pee Wee is out there in the court. You're like, man, I can't play with these peewees. I know if I go out there, I'm going to twist my ankle or something stupid going to happen. I don't want to play. I wouldn't play. I would hold out.
Bengals, Bears, not that I care much about this game other than I think Andy Dalton is overrated.
Could Chad Johnson go back there?
No, mm-hmm. It's a wrap for that shit. Mm-hmm. He's caused too much problems. But I will say AJ Green is the best. This nigga is... 9 catches, 162 yards, 2 touchdowns. It felt like every time Andy Dalton got like in any trouble, he just threw that shit into double coverage and Green would go get it.
Yep. You know, they showed him on Hard Knocks. And Green, you know, they were showing, I was like, well, maybe they just only showing the best plays. Like, you know, they just making him look good because he is a number one receiver. But no, this Negro really is out there catching everything in his direction.
It's crazy, man. Like, he's one of those dudes that I just keep thinking a horrible, horrible injury is going to happen to him because of how much shit he can do to get the ball. Like,
yep.
Like, Dalton will just throw it up and then you'll just see Green rise above 3 people. Get the ball, come down awkwardly on one knee, like almost get hit right when his knee hit the ground, but like somehow the dude barely misses him and then he'll land on the ground to be fine. But I keep thinking like several things could have went wrong at any point and fuck up this dude's whole career.
And he's smiling the whole time.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. How did the Bengals get him?
Yeah.
How did they, like who saw him and was like, we need to get this dude?
He a beast, man.
They really looked. I never pictured the Bengals doing anything smart like that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's a beast, man. And Brandon Marshall continues to be a beast. Mm-hmm. Jay Cutler had a pretty good game here, but I just don't trust Jay Cutler anymore.
I don't. He's on my do not draft list.
Mm-hmm. Panthers played the Seahawks. Panthers put up 7. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing: people are shitting on Cam Newton. Because, you know, obviously this is a subpar game and 7 points, you know, even against the Seahawks defense, you know, that's that for a top quarterback that, you know, that's pretty low. He only had 125 passing yards. But my thing is, it's funny because if D'Angelo Williams doesn't fumble on that last drive and they get that touchdown, people be up here acting like Cam Newton was a leader and they came out there and won a tough game. Yep. It's just funny how fickle people are.
And how many yards did Williams get that game total?
76.
Right. What about Stewart? Oh, he's didn't not play. Even running.
No, he's didn't not
even
playing.
Right. Yeah, like you Cam, it just and that's kind of my point. Like regardless of how good your passing game is, it's not as effective when they don't have to watch for the running back.
Yeah.
If the DBs can just drop back and just check all the receivers and you only have Steve Smith to throw to.
Yeah.
It is going to be challenging to get some yards.
Well, I think D'Angelo Williams did a good job here. 16 rushes for 76 yards is pretty good. I also think the same thing happened with him. Like if he didn't fumble got that touchdown, we'd be like, oh, he had a good game. They played solid against a tough defense, blah, blah, blah. But taking that L changed everything for the perception of this game, man.
Yeah. Like, and my mm-hmm. thing is that, like I said before, and I will stick by this, I would be surprised if we'd be 8-8. And a lot of people tried to tell me, talking with some of the dudes at the bar, mm-hmm. they'd be like, well, we better than that. I was like, no. 8-8 is my minimal. Because I know how they play. You get all hyped, they go out there and they lose. So when people talk about your team, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, it was not surprising that they lost to me.
Patriots, Bills.
This game right here, dog. Mm-hmm. I just need to hear Benny Hinn music the whole
time. Not the one from last night. This is from last week.
Okay. Oh, the one for last night. It was like, dun, 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 dun. That's all I need to hear. Cause I was like, what the fuck is going on out there?
Yeah, the Patriots Bills game was okay. The only thing I want to take away from this is, I like some of the stuff I saw from EJ Manuel. I thought he was finding receivers. Didn't have a lot of yards, only 150 yards. They got some help from the Patriots with some turnovers.
Yes, they did.
I told y'all niggas that Amendola was going to get hurt. I told y'all not to draft him. Didn't get him on one single fantasy team. I'm in four different leagues. And he's already out for 4 to 6 weeks or some shit. Yep. Fuck him, man. All he do is get hurt. That's what he does. So, anyway, the rest of the players got hurt, too. Like, they got a lot of injuries right now. But that Amendola first, like, when he came out the game, I was like, that dude's hurt already. Packers played 49ers. This is what Justin was talking about. 49ers won by 6. What I took away from this game, it's not even about Aaron Rodgers. It's not even about the Packers. It's not even about the defense. Colin Kaepernick is the goddamn truth, dude. He's the goddamn truth.
Is he the best quarterback?
He might do 412 yards,
is
three
Jaws
touchdowns,
right?
No turnovers.
Is Jaws right?
He might be right.
He might be right.
I know people don't like jumping on nothing early, and you definitely don't like to just give people too much credit, but I don't know. What do you do when a nigga has 412 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions? When you do pressure the nigga, he gets seven carries, 22 yards. So it wasn't even like he was trying to like use his legs to get all the plays. He just stayed in that pocket. Like, it's amazing the development that he's had in just one offseason, really.
Man, but imagine, think about, too, the balls of his coach midway to be like, no, I'm starting him for now.
Yeah, I've been said that to me was a decision that a coach makes when he wants to have a job for 5 years instead of two.
Yeah. The other thing, too, man, I think that it's one of those things where he has a coach that not just is my system, we're going to do it my way. Even if this doesn't suit our team, this is the way we're going to do it.
Yep.
He has a coach that says, this is a team I got. How can I win with these dudes?
Yep.
Let me come up with this. Let us do this. And this right here works.
My man Quan, 208 yards, dude.
He was balling.
Debut game with his new team. I feel like Joe Flacco might miss him, man.
I think we know Flacco misses him. We don't have to guess. We saw week one.
And on the other side of this, to flip it a little bit, Aaron Rodgers still good. Like, it wasn't it wasn't like they got blown out. Like, as good a game as Colin Kaepernick played, it was a 6-point game, to end it, you know, at the end. Aaron Rodgers, 3 TDs, 1 interception, Jordy Nelson, 130 in a touch, mm-hmm. Randall Cobb, 108 in a touch, Jermichael Finley, 56 in a touch, like, man, that boy good, man. Like, he just go out there and handle his business and gives his team the best opportunity to win every week. It's just the defense couldn't do shit with Colin Kaepernick, man.
Here's the other thing, though. You know what else I saw when I said this? Mm-hmm. When I saw this game? Yeah, Green Bay, your hopes are going back to the Super Bowl. Not going to happen as long as San Francisco has a healthy Kaepernick. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, they don't have to play again, right? So they, like, the only way they would play again is if they met in the playoffs. Is that right?
Right, I believe so.
Yeah, they're not in the same division.
But that's the thing. Like, you're going to have to see them again. Like, it used
possibly.
To be, you know, it used to be you're going to have to go through Green Bay to get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. No, now you're going to have to go through San Fran.
Well, I will. Let me just go on record as saying I'm not taking week one as like writing it in stone yet. I would like to see maybe like
more games.
7-8 weeks of like what the 49ers look like, because I did find some weaknesses in the team because they can't run the fucking ball. And Frank Gore is old as shit.
Yep.
Yeah. So don't draft him, y'all.
Yeah, I want to see what happens if they do have that week where it's like Colin Kaepernick has, because you know he's never had a 300-yard game. He's only had 200-yard games and then this one 400-yard game, but he's never had anything in the 300s. I want to see if, you know, Colin Kaepernick has a 200-yard game and it's not, you know, a flawless, perfect, you know, game. Is the running game capable of keeping them, you know, keeping up ball movement, keeping that clock going when he's not on?
As long as it's Green Bay, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's different because I think people get into this like, well, when they play again in the playoffs, and the NFL is so like, you know, topsy-turvy, you just never know. Like, if they play the Falcons and the Falcons just had their number, then maybe Green Bay won't even have to play the 49ers to get to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's a great way to put it. I'm just saying that if Green Bay has to go through San Francisco,
it might be a problem.
It's not good for Green Bay because San Francisco, they not afraid of Green Bay.
So even with only a 6-point win,
yep,
you feel like comfortable enough being like they would beat them every time.
Yep. Wow. I feel like, and I feel that way because I feel like San Francisco feels that way. And they have a coach that has the mindset, we didn't get lucky. No, they were lucky to be this close.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not co-signing it, but I feel your confidence.
Like, I feel like that's how they look at that game. Like, they were lucky to be this close to us. Like, next time we mollywhopping them. Like, it's.
Like I said, I feel your confidence. I don't share it, but I get it. Like, and if I had Colin Kaepernick as my quarterback, I'd be confident as shit, too.
Of course.
Especially after that game. Cardinals, Rams, I didn't take much away from this other than Larry Fitzgerald back. He got an actual quarterback, so.
Yes, he does.
He actually is good again.
Did they win, though?
No, they lost. Oh. They still the Cardinals.
And yeah, I didn't. Ain't gonna change.
And Carson Palmer is. But you know what? Let me take it back. Larry Fitzgerald has a competent quarterback for the first time in like
competent,
5 years.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say good because he's not good.
Man, but I just want Larry to win him. I do want Larry to win him one.
Yeah, I don't care. Larry seemed like a good dude and all, but I don't care.
Nah, they said, you remember they played the Panthers that year in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I guess the last time the Panthers went to the playoffs, him and Kurt Warner was walking around South Park Mall. Like, he actually stopped anybody that stopped and asked for an autograph or a picture. He took his time to do that. Like, he just trying to hang out, relax. He took the time to do that. I was like, man, a lot of athletes just keep it moving. I was like, you know, that made me like him even more as a person and as an athlete.
Yeah, like I said, I like him. He seemed like a good dude. He just does. Like, when they do interviews with him and shit, he just seemed like a good dude. I mean, he's like, I went from being a ball boy to NFL wide receiver, one of the best in the game. They asked him about Calvin Johnson this week, and he said that Calvin Johnson is the best wide receiver in the NFL. Like, how many wide receivers you know that's that humble? Almost all of them would be like, I'm the best. It don't even matter if they start or good or not. Like, I'm a wide receiver, baby. I'm the best.
Yep.
The Giants played the Cowboys. Only thing I wished was that the stadium would have exploded. Killing all the fans and the team and Jerry Jones.
I kept waiting on the TV to fall and pulling the roof down with it.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping would happen.
Like when that football hit it that one time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, something's loose. It's going to fall.
Right. I was like, well, you know, it's getting close to 9/11. Maybe this will be the new terrorist attack, but it didn't happen. So they all get to live for another week.
Maybe next time when they're
Giants,
in New York.
Man, they played so terrible.
You know what's funny? Another game where people come away with a certain type of feeling, but Giants only lost by 5.
I know.
That's true. But, like, but watching the game, you was like, God damn. What's going on? Another turnover? Another fumble?
Yeah. Oh, no. I agree. It feels one way, but I don't think people appreciate how small a win in the NFL can be, like what it comes down to. That's why I'm really hesitant, especially after 1 week, to be like, oh, this team right here can't fuck with that team, because it's like I said with the Eagles, I'm like, yeah, we won, but I could easily see like a fumble by McCoy in the fourth quarter and we're like, oh, the Redskins won. The Eagles offense is bullshit. Chip Kelly don't know what he's doing.
Fire him.
Yeah. Like people flip so hard on this shit. That's why I'm trying to like, as we're talking about the game, I'm trying to balance it out with like, yeah, the Giants did look terrible, but they lost by five and, you know, some shit was okay. Like they had, they were able to get a couple stops late. They were able to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, cause they almost won that game, but yeah, it's, I guess just watching the game is one of those things where you watch it in action and you like, you gotta be kidding me. But they literally still had a chance to win this game.
And what I don't get is why is Eli Manning getting a pass, man?
Man,
it's the Super Bowls, right? Cause
yeah. Yep.
I keep hearing people be like, well, you know, the problem is you got, David Wilson fumbling twice. I'm like, yeah, what about the three picks Eli threw?
Yes, he did.
Right by the end zone.
Right. What about that one pass they got picked off? I mean, that got picked off. I think it was an incomplete, but it was to Darrell Scott. And they were like, yeah, man, if Darrell Scott turns around, he'll get that pass. Like the pass was fucking behind him.
Yeah. Didn't one of them like bounce off of the dude?
Yeah. That's the pass I'm talking about.
That pass wasn't to him.
It was right.
He wasn't supposed to turn around because that wasn't the play.
Right. Like I just looked at that and they were like, if you had a little more chemistry, I was like, okay, chemistry aside, even if you throw that pass, that's one of the areas where they tell good quarterbacks or any quarterback that pass can't be late and it can't be behind them and it can't be hard. And it was all three. I was like, yeah, man, that's not Darrell Scott's fault, but you know, leave it to, Collinsworth and, over there sicing it up. Like it can't be Eli Manning's fault no matter what happens. I was like, man, shit.
And I hate the fact that he was actually a Redskin at one point.
Who, Eli Manning?
No, Collinsworth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Victor Cruz, by the way, only makes spectacular plays.
Yes, he does.
And I mean that exactly how it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Any mediocre intermediate catch, he probably going to drop or fuck up somehow. You throw that shit in the traffic or with five
circus
people.
Circus catch. He got it.
Every time. It's amazing the shit that he can do compared to what he can't do. Hakeem Nicks had a good game here. And Reuben Randle too, man. But this is another time when Eli Manning got down a lot of points. And, you know, once the Giants get down, Eli always gives them a chance because he'll air that shit out.
Man, so. Eli's still on summer school right now.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not ready for the, regular season to start. He's still on summer school.
Texans and the Chargers, Phillip Rivers got four touchdowns. Some of y'all probably picked him up in fantasy football because y'all didn't watch the game. 95 yards, four touchdowns, one pick. Still terrible. Ryan Matthews, mm-hmm. Still the worst. I think Ryan Matthews might be the worst starting running back that keeps getting drafted in fantasy football. Like, he should be down there with the Jets running backs, in my opinion. 13 rushes for 33 yards.
Oh, that's terrible.
Do what? I had to get him as my third running back, but it was cause I waited till everybody was gone. I was like, well, fuck it. And even with him, I started wide receiver over him. I got to, man.
I need a running back.
Also, nobody talks about this. Antonio Gates is falling the fuck off. Can we just say it?
He old, man.
He done. He done, dog. No more. He will not have another 100-yard receiving game probably for the rest of his career.
Man, he out there solely because he wants to keep his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Like he knows that if he goes home, he'll have to face his wife.
Right.
He'll have to slow down the spending because
mm-hmm.
there's no more checks coming in. Not the NFL checks, and divorce is imminent at that point.
I don't know if we want to talk about. Do y'all prefer doing just a recap of the week's games and moving on, or do y'all like to do the previews of the next matchup too, or no?
I say let's just pick one game for next week.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
You know, one game that we say, hey.
Dude. All right. Well, I did forget to say my double-sided dildo triple lock of the week. So I guess I should look into that real quick. Let's see. The Rams play the Falcons. I don't care. Chargers at the Eagles. I do care. I think the Eagles should win that. If they don't, I feel like that is just as bad as losing to the Redskins, because Chargers are terrible. And Eagles defense, if they any got any trill in them, should shut down Phillip Rivers. He's a bad quarterback now.
But the Redskins not terrible, so you can't use that analogy.
No, I mean it. If we lose to the Chargers, the way I see it is we might as well just be 0-2. Because it erases everything positive about that first game.
Because you made it seem like it's like losing to the Redskins.
No, the Chargers are so bad. It'll make me feel like we lost to the Redskins. Like, damn, we lost to the Chargers? Damn, like, was anything in that first game for real? Or was that just bullshit?
I know the Redskins do play Green Bay this week.
Oh, yeah. Cowboys play the Chiefs. Do you care? Anybody care? No.
My only other game that I really is the Giants and Denver. All
right. Hold on. Colts, Dolphins, nobody cares. Mm-mm. Titans, Texans, I don't really care.
Mm-mm. Yep.
Redskins, Packers. Do you care? That's your team.
Yeah, I'm saying I won't watch them to win.
Both of these teams are 0-1.
I know. So it's our opportunity. And, you know, obviously I want to stick with my theory that Aaron Rodgers is going to fall off just because his best friend and partner in crime was on the PEDs and still hadn't apologized, but calling fans personally.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, I think his feelings. I hope his feelings is hurt. I hope he'll look down. Hope that continues. And I hope he has a terrible game. And I want to see RG3 go out there and all the Redskins win the game.
Browns, Ravens, I don't care. Panthers, Bills, Karen. 0-1, both teams.
The Panthers should win,
but
it wouldn't surprise me if they lost. I know that might sound crazy, but they should win, but who knows with them? Like, I'm so confused with them right now. Who knows?
Okay. All right.
But are you picking a team? You saying should?
Yeah, the Panthers should win, but they probably gonna lose, but they should win. Cause it's one of them things where if I get hype about it, but like, yeah, they should win, they'll go out there and get their asses whooped.
Well, you still confused me. You say they you still said both at the same
at the same time. Yeah,
but you didn't really say anything, Karen.
Oh, I did.
Panthers gonna win or not? Yes or no?
My answer went back to zero. Okay. Right. Yes, I think the Panthers should win.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's see who else we got here.
I think the NFL stacked up all their good games week one.
Yeah, they did.
NFL back.
You know what's funny, though? I'm actually interested in, like, I don't care about the games, but I'm interested in some of the matchups because, like, I want to see if CJ Spiller really trill.
True.
I don't believe in him. And this might make the second week in a row where it's like, yeah, he's actually not as good as y'all think. And Fred Jackson still, we're going to play. With the Texans game, I want to see how much Arian Foster gets the ball or if Matt Schaub keeps passing a lot because Arian Foster is pissed because he's not getting the ball enough.
Well, he wasn't getting that many yards per carry.
I know, but he was pissed. He got 24 touches and still was mad. I was like, that's a lot of touches to be mad, bro, but he's mad. The Chiefs, I want to see if Jamal Charles is going to keep getting the ball or with Andy Reid and Jamal Charles have a 10 carry for 50 yards. Game and not be in the game enough. Packers, I want to see is their defense really as whack as it looked against Kaepernick? It's actually good and Kaepernick is just a beast. And true. Is RG3 rusty or not? Like, he had his rusty half, he had his good half. Which RG3 is gonna show up against the Packers? Like, I'm into all these things, you know. Ravens, Browns, I don't care as much about. Panthers, Bills, I do want to see. We'll talk about that later, but I want to see how Cam Newton's going to play under the pressure because it's getting that time again. Vikings play the Bears. Adrian Peterson, I want to see if he trail. What can he do? And is Christian Ponder just going to suck all year? Because if so, the Vikings are dead in the water, in my opinion.
Yep.
The Saints play the Bucks. I don't care that much. I'm trying to think of a reason to care, but I can't.
It's fall off until you get to that 49er game.
Yeah, unless the Bucks gonna come back, I don't know. Lions, Cardinals, that'll be interesting because that's gonna be a lot of scoring, I think.
Yeah.
Jaguars, Raiders. yeah, that's a whack game. Oh, wait, nope. My Terrell Pryor agenda. I'm into that. I want him to have a good game. Jaguars suck. So if he can have a big game right here, winning a clutch situation, I'm going to be able to start sizing him.
I think they will. They're at home.
Mm-hmm. Broncos, Giants. Yeah, I'm going to see that Eli Manning bowl.
NYC.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Pick an Eli. Pick an Eli, though. Pick a Manning.
Pick Peyton all day.
Yeah, Peyton.
And 49ers, Seahawks. Ooh, that's going to be good.
I'm going Seahawks. They got to get revenge from last year getting kicked out of the playoffs by them.
But you was just talking about all the confidence of the Niners and how they...
That's against Green Bay. I remember I was saying against Green Bay. But I like... Russell Wilson better, and he went to NC State. I got to support that.
I do like Russell
Wilson. It's all biases.
He never makes any mistakes, man.
I like to see y'all's coach better.
I think 49ers going to smash them.
Yeah, but I want to see the Seahawks win.
Oh, wait. It's in Seattle.
Yep. Best fans.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think Seahawks will win that close one. Steelers and the Bengals. I don't care. I hate the Steelers now. I hate watching the Steelers, and I just think Andy Dalton is just so overrated. He reminds me of Jake DeLong when Steve Smith was having a Pro Bowl year.
Yep.
And people thought he was better than he was. And then you realize he only throwing it to like one nigga. So just stop that. And he's not good no more.
Yeah, I want to see Green get like a 200-yard game. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I want the Steelers to win just so Mike Tomlin's job can be safe.
Yeah. And that's it, man. Patriots played the Jets. That was a terrible game.
Yes, that was.
And my double-sided dildo lock of the week is gonna be, let me see here. Yeah, the Cardinals now. Let's make it the Seahawks over the 49ers -3 at home. There you go.
I just knew you was gonna pick one of the Cleveland game.
Cleveland?
Where the Ravens is the old Cleveland team. Oh. I just knew he was going to pick that game.
Nah, I don't trust anything about Cleveland. Not the people from there, not LeBron James, and definitely not they football team. Cops say an NBA player beat his girlfriend with an Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. If it's in the game, it's in the game.
Well, I figured he got I figured he went and got the Xbox One and
He upgraded.
Didn't need the 360 anymore.
He's like, I already put my reserve in, so I might as well just get rid of this.
His side chick, his new chick.
Did the Xbox and do everything? Did he say Xbox Beta?
Xbox Beta.
you can talk to it now.
He's using Kinect.
Yep.
He's like it connected with her.
I think Call of Duty.
It says he's accused. His name's DeAndre Liggins. He played for Oklahoma City in Orlando the season before. He's accused of kicking down a locked bedroom door, shoving his girlfriend to the ground, dropping a fan on her, and stomping her before dropping the console on her head.
Wrestling move.
Wow.
The Xbox 360 weighs between 7 and 8 pounds.
He tag team with the Xbox.
And off the top rope, we have the 360 going in for the elbow drop.
Yeah, I think this dude might have some serious problems, man.
But here's the thing.
What did she do? And I agree. Like, right. What would you do to make a man break his Xbox 360 just to beat you up? She must have been doing something wrong.
What did she have on? She deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
Why was doors locked in this house?
Right.
We don't lock doors in this house.
I'm the NBA player. I pay the rent here. Obviously, you are locking doors in my house that you don't belong in. So
she ain't paid no bills in here just because it's in your name, because my mama fucked up my credit.
The main thing I take from this story is that he's not good enough to get away with this. Like, if we read Oklahoma City Thunder guard Westbrook hits girlfriend, we'd be like, oh man, this is a serious issue that people gotta talk about.
You wouldn't read about that.
You would read about it.
Yeah. You wouldn't hear about it. No, it would be in the back page of the Oklahoma Tribune that somebody from Oklahoma has to email in for that to be on national news.
Nah,
you wouldn't hear about it.
We would 100% hear about it because we always do, but nobody cares.
It would be 4 months old, too, when you do hear about it.
No, nobody cares when good people do shit. Like, look at the rapes that Roethlisberger was accused of. We found out about each and every one of them, each and every time, exactly when they happened. And people was just like, I don't care. Like, it was that simple. Where it was just like, yeah, man, he got accused of rape. You got accused of rape? Yeah, for the fourth time. I remember something about him and rape. I don't know. He must have been winning the Super Bowl. I don't care. So yeah, he's not good enough. He gotta get out of the league. Mm-hmm. You gotta be averaging like 25 points to get away with this kind of brutality to a woman. Sorry. Work on your jump shot. Johnny Manziel requested not to do interviews after offseason controversy.
Yeah, like his coach told y'all before, the nigga shouldn't have been doing interviews at all.
Yeah, I like how he tried to act like, we back. You know what I mean? Like, coach, you know, things are getting out of control out here. I'm starting to look bad. So maybe I should stop doing interviews again. He's like, I never wanted you to in the first place.
Yes.
But don't be trying to act like it's cool, you know. But he requested not to do interviews.
His coach probably's glad. Sit your ass down, boy.
The way I took it, though, and now part of me, if it sounds a little crazy, maybe y'all can't go with me on this. But to me, this just means his head's getting even bigger than it was before, because he's telling his coach, I don't think he requested. I bet he said, I ain't doing no more interviews.
I bet you that's what he said.
I'm Johnny Manziel, bitch.
You know what he said? Probably like, fuck them niggas and them cameras. I'm tired of them asking them the goddamn questions.
Yeah. Now that the questions are starting to be about my behavior, I don't want to do no more interviews.
Nope,
now
go out there. Plays.
Go out there and tell them, boy. And he like slapped him on the back.
I guarantee
but you know,
that's what
but
happened.
You know why he came to that conclusion? Because he almost slipped up in an interview and was like, the fuck out my business.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was one syllable away from, y'all need to get the, you know what? Okay. No, you right. No comment. Mm-hmm.
I'm done with interviews.
No comment.
Now cancel this bitch, you know?
No comment.
Mike Beasley getting a second chance with the Miami Heat.
Bruh.
Mm-hmm.
What? When you first saw that, did you think light-skinned dudes be winning?
No, you know what I thought? Is this from 2010? Like, I actually went and checked the, like, date. Like, nah, September 11th, 2013. Nah, this gotta be a hoax.
I felt like Juwan Howard got him that job.
Ah!
I know he was like...
Light-skinned connection.
He had to call all his light-skinned people he know in the league and was like, look, man.
Yeah.
Can you look out for him and can you... And Juwan was like, oh, I got you. You played here before, right? You played here before? Yeah, they know you, right? Listen, your contract not going to be the same, though.
Yeah.
You know you're not going to get paid.
To me, it's like, how the fuck do you take another chance on him when y'all know he crazy? It's like a dude taking a crazy chick back. Like a crazy chick that like almost ruined his life. But then you look up and he's like, yeah, man, we back together. You know, she moving in. Like, but didn't she try to burn your house down?
Weren't you standing on the balcony? Weren't you on the ledge?
Screaming for help.
Weren't you on the ledge of the balcony thinking you could jump into the pool and survive?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Well, good luck to him, man.
But you know what? You know what that attributes to? Any other organization, they'll be like, what are they doing? They don't know what they're doing. But because it's Pat Riley, oh, he can do it. Pat Riley is a genius. He has that organization under control. You mean it's not because LeBron James ain't going for that shit? He winning now?
I just know it's a mistake because he still has cornrows in 2013. Okay?
Mistake because he was just getting high 3 weeks ago with enough weed to actually, do we want to charge him with possession or possession to distribute and sell?
Right.
Like, which one do we want to choose?
They're going to have to move all of the TVs out of the locker room now because he's going to try to sell them.
Bro, they in Miami, the place where people was chewing other people's faces off from bath salts.
Yep.
True.
But you want to bring him down into that? Okay.
Mayweather versus Canelo. Golden Boy is going to pay Floyd $41.5 million to whoop Canelo's ass.
That's not enough.
Yeah. I just think that my man Floyd is going to just add another dude to the roster of ass whoopings. People get hyped. I think people are going to be mad about this fight because they're going to pay all this money and then they're going to watch and dude not going to be able to even put a hand on him.
Floyd need to start charging $50 million. Floyd needs to be like, listen, you want me to take these hands up, it's going to cost you $50 million from now on. He should have said that two fights ago.
Yeah.
Like, we not, like I keep changing weight class. I keep having to add on weight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I keep getting bigger.
By the way, this is a record.
No, I know.
And it don't seem like enough.
I know, because it's, well, because what's his name?
Floyd Mayweather. No, money, no. Mayweather.
Money, right. Give me my money. I want 50. Call me the 50 mil kid.
Yep. Somebody got to pay for Ray J. And who? 41 million ain't enough.
Like, think about it. I had to sit through you. This dude is a wife beater. I know I need more money.
Yeah. And then he should take all that money directly out of the other dude's purse too. Like, not even, like, not even be like, oh, we'll take some of HBO's overhead or whatever. Just no, be like, nah, dog, you only make 20 million now.
I wouldn't say that. Well, even though 20 mil is a lot though. How much of the, cause you know, they got to pay the trainers. Mm-hmm. How much of that will Floyd actually see, like, in his pocket, in his account, at the trainers? Ooh, how much you think he'll see?
I don't know. I don't even know. Knowing Floyd,
30
the way,
mil,
the way Floyd deal is, probably all of it.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if it was all of it, too.
Y'all, this is an internship for y'all. Y'all, this is not a paid internship.
You my dad. How you going to charge me? You supposed to be my uncle, Roger.
Because I got to pay your mom bills.
So Carmelo Anthony drops the strongest hint yet that he won't leave New York Knicks in 2014. Either Carmelo Anthony is a fan of grammatical trickery or he's really not ready to move on from New York just yet. He could join a potentially stacked free agents class next summer by opting out of his $23.3 million owed to him at the end of the 2014-2015 season. And as a reigning scoring champion, he'd have no shortage of potential suitors. But on Tuesday, he gave his strongest hint yet that he has no plans to leave the Big Apple. During an interview with Bloomberg's television market markers via Al Anizion, or Anizioni, whatever. He said, I'm not going nowhere. So, sounds like he's convinced that he wants to stay in New York.
And they going to keep losing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you stay?
No. And you already seen LeBron. He isn't even promising to stay in Miami. And that's because he's a winner.
Right. So, if you Carmelo and you saw what happened the last time with your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not go ahead and just sign with Jay-Z and consult with him about where he should go?
That's you put a lot of stock in Carmelo's thinking process. Yeah.
But he has Lala as a wife that is clearly about her money.
Yeah. Well, if you're about your money, he's in the best situation possible. So New York is going to max him out again. And they're the only one that can give him all the bonuses and shit that he gets for staying.
But doesn't winning get you more money?
You think so, but it's
like
not
long
true.
Run, like and but I say that because look at Jordan's career of winning. Well, he's getting money. Look at Magic Johnson.
Jordan and Magic are two of the best winners of all time. Carmelo Anthony's not.
Right, but that's my point. But there, if he start winning, look at the longevity of how much money he'll get.
Winning championships, and he's not going to win them in New York.
Also, I like that you're assuming he's not the problem. It's him. He's a loser. He's not a championship winning player. He can't do it. It's right. Impossible. No roster he's on will ever win a championship. It doesn't matter how stacked it is. He's not the guy.
If he's not the feature guy, I feel like he would start getting rings.
There's no way he can play and not be the guy. Like, it's just his game. And if he's not the guy, then he's hurting you just as bad. Like, he's a loser.
Oh, poor loser. I mean, Melo.
He can score his ass off, and I know niggas from the hood love that shit, because it reminds you of every nigga with cornrows you play ball with at the park, and it's smooth, and I love watching his offense, too. But at the end of the night, man, I have no confidence in this nigga winning any championships, period. No.
Maybe if he went to practice.
Not in his whole career.
Practice?
Yeah, and made his teammates better.
You talking about... oh, not the game. You talking about practice?
That's what we're talking about.
If he went to practice, he would make his teammates
not
better.
The game that he goes every day and tries his hardest, but practice.
That's why he's a loser, man. He won't go to practice.
How the... talking about some practice. How the hell I'm supposed to make my teammates better? We talking about practice. Not a game.
That's the only theory I can think
of. Not a game. Practice.
That's the only theory I can think of, because you talking about changing this game to be better, and that's not going to happen. So
we sitting here.
Evidently, it's practice.
We sitting here. I'm supposed to be franchise player. And we ain't here talking about practice.
Yeah. He has to go to practice, man. Make his team better. You don't think that's going to help?
Practice. How the hell are you supposed to make my teammates better by practice? Brian Urlacher didn't like the way the Bears handled contract negotiations. Well, doesn't that solve the mystery last week of his snitching ass snitching?
We knew that.
Yeah, I was, he mad about something. I said, what is it? Cause I was like, cause we both were like, well, did he get a job? Cause like sometimes niggas would get a job, then they be on the radio.
With
like,
his new girl.
Yeah. Yes, telling everybody.
ESPN, y'all treat me so much better than the Bears. No, man, this nigga was snitching, dog. He had an interview and he said that he didn't like how they handled his contract. Specifically, the lack of financial transparency angered Urlacher when he was told to accept a 1-year, $2 million deal prior to the season, with the organization apparently failing to properly communicate his plans. They knew they weren't going to move off of that offer. I just wish they'd told me that. Said Urlacher, now analyst at Fox. He is an analyst for Fox Sports 1. That's why he's snitching now. I wish they would have said, hey, we have this amount of money for you. This is all we can pay you. If you want to play, we want you back. We want you to play for us.
Well, isn't that what putting $2 million in a contract offer saying?
Yeah. Urlacher did
I thought maybe I was slow.
Urlacher did not meet with any teams following his release, eventually retiring prior to the start of the season. He indicates in an interview that he didn't have any desire to rent an apartment in a new city after being released by his only NFL employer. Well, nigga, that's your fault.
Man, you know he put out some feelers to see if anybody was interested. And could he get more than that?
Right.
You know he did.
And you know, like, somebody else probably did offer him more. But it was somewhere he didn't want to live. Like, he wanted to play for Chicago, and that's it. Some sorry team probably was like, yo, you come play with us, man. You want to come play in Cleveland? Nah, man.
We right down the street.
Yeah. Come on, man. It's just a short drive.
We're an hour away.
Nah, man. I'm going to just, I don't want to rent an apartment, and, it's tough out here for a pimp.
We're our way. We will get you a driver.
I honestly didn't want to play for anyone but the Bears. I can't picture me traveling, going and renting a place, staying there for 6 months, then being done. I didn't want to do something like that. It's too hard on my kids to travel, so I didn't want to play for anyone but the Bears. Well, nigga, that's your fault.
The kids couldn't stay where they was at?
Right.
With their mama? Come on.
Stop trying to make it. He tried to make the shit like, oh, they did me so dirty, y'all. It's like,
for 6 months?
It's like, well, what did they do? I didn't want to move. Well, that's your fault.
Well, so Fox Sports came to him to Chicago now?
Did he live? Yeah, is it in Chicago? Does he have to move to do his job for them?
Cause I imagine they're either stationed in New York or LA. I don't imagine them being in Chicago.
That's interesting. I don't know. J.R. Smith said, J.R. Smith violated the drug policy. I think we might have already talked about this.
No, not J.R. Smith.
Can't believe it.
I refuse to believe this slanderous rumor. Shocked?
Probably performance enhancing drugs, right?
Is this story peer review?
It's probably PEDs, right?
Who knows?
Oh, wait. It's probably weed.
Can other players vouch that he, you know, the other journalists saying this? Like, I need to know. I need more than one source.
The NBA declined to comment specifically on Smith's violation.
They were like, oh, we ain't talking about that.
They declined?
According to a summary of the program provided by the league, a third positive test for marijuana results in a suspension.
Shit, three?
That is 5 games longer than the player's immediately preceding marijuana suspension. That is the sole scenario in which a 5-game ban is administered. How many games do y'all think he's been banned for?
Listen.
30, I just want to guess.
30.
Justin?
NBA? Shit. 8.
You only get 5-game bans for marijuana. It's the only thing.
Oh.
He got banned for 5 games. Oh, now, they're not saying what he did.
I'm giving him.
They're 8. Just giving him a 5-game ban.
See, I gave him 8. One for each other extra failed test since it was his third. I gave him one more game for each test. You know
my
what I mean?
My bad. I doubled it up. My bad.
You more than doubled it up.
That's why I gave him 8. But I'm shocked there's only 3 failed tests.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked. We know the NBA don't really care about PEDs.
The 5-game ban will cost him $252,000.
What's a PED?
Performance enhancing drug.
Okay.
So yeah, anyway, Jason Kidd will get his jersey retired by the Nets. So good for him.
Not Dallas, where he won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, can I comment one more thing?
Sure.
How high was he on that weed? That 250,000. I need to be growing weed at home.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you how high he was. Paul Pierce and J.R. Smith have a war of words going on this offseason. Earlier this month, Pierce said he believed the Nets would eventually own New York, because Paul Pierce plays for the Nets now.
Donald Trump has something to say about that.
J.R. Smith is the latest Nick to take umbrage to Pierce's comments. I just look at him as a bitter person just getting out of Boston. He doesn't really know what New York is all about. He's been playing in Boston his whole career. Smith, speaking without anger in his voice, added, he just knows that his words have consequences and he's going to have to pay for them. Pierce, an ex-Celtic, said earlier this month that his hatred for the Knicks has grown a little since he joined the Nets in July following the blockbuster trade. Everybody knows how much I dislike the Knicks when I was with the Celtics, but I think it's grown to another level, Pierce said to ESPN New York 98.7 FM, The Michael K Show. I think it's time for the Nets to start running this city.
I wonder what time the tattoo J.R. Smith gonna get during his suspension.
In another interview, Pierce added,
it's gonna be a weed.
Pierce added, oh yeah, right. Now it might not be like 70-30, but we're gonna push that the other way. It might be 70-30, but we're gonna push that the other way, talking about the most popular team in New York. They're in one borough, we're in the other, said Smith. So it's like you're on an island and we've got the whole country. So it's nothing really to even talk about, Smith said, at a PGA Foundation golf clinic at Chelsea Piers. What's he doing at a PGA Foundation golf clinic?
Right. Is he going to get fuck Paul Pierce tattoo or a fuck Boston? fuck the Nets?
For the Jersey Boys and Girls Club. Earlier this month, Knicks point guard Raymond Felton also shot back at Pierce. They will never take over the city because we've got New York on our chest, Felton said. They've got Brooklyn on their chest and we've got New York. They'll never take over the city.
Raymond, I hope you don't have a New York tattoo on your chest, because they will trade you. I hope you know this.
Pierce,
they don't really like you, though.
Pierce saying that is just him talking. At the end of the day, it's all about rivalries. We understand that. He knows that. I know that. He's just trying to fuel it. Phelps said Pierce's headline-grabbing predictions are good for the Knicks-Nets rivalry, but he doesn't believe them to be malicious. He's just trying to talk to fuel the rivalry, which is good. I love it. Phelps said, who laughed. When asked about Pierce's comments, I think it's good for us. It's good for the whole state. It's good. So whatever. I love it. So.
Man, I hope they know Paul Pierce gonna leave third quarter. What y'all?
Did you hear about J.R. Smith's brother? He got a tattoo of J.R. Smith's face on his back.
Nice. Sounds like something he would do in the Smith family.
Yep.
They're all crazy.
This is the same dude that was using J.R. that was like, J.R. Smith told me all this bad stuff about his teammates on Twitter.
Yep.
So.
Like, I imagine, like they all got stupid tattoos, me familiar, and they not even really blood relatives.
Me familiar, not la familiar.
Right. Like, I just imagine, like, they just have all these, like, they probably still, like, you remember when Redman did MTV Cribs? Yeah. Ain't had no furniture. Like, they got fold up chairs at the house that they sit in. Like, that's just how they live. They get it how they live. You know what I'm saying?
The Smiths are crazy. Mark Sanchez out for the year, probably. He's gonna have to get surgery. So that just, gets Geno Smith that job.
Will he ever play again as a quarterback?
Yeah. Cause he white and back. Like, I know he's Latino, but you know what I mean? He identifies as white, basically, as far as most people are concerned, so.
He'll play again.
For who?
Miami?
I don't know, man. Name any team.
Minnesota?
He can go be the backup for anybody right now.
Man, he's sitting out a year. They gonna replay the butt fumble.
It don't matter. Somebody be like, well, that's better than what we got.
You want me to just start looking at NFL rosters right now? I guarantee I'll find a few people that aren't even as good as him.
He couldn't play on my
team. They got jobs.
I hope not. I hope the Redskins would never have him.
They would. After they trade Cousins, they're going to go get him. Because it's like he'll never start over. Like, they need a dude that nobody wants to start over RG3. Mm-hmm. That's the most important element to the what people sleep on is the backup quarterback. The most important element is a dude that people actually don't want to start. Like the teams that actually have people that you might consider starting always end up with these bad situations, you know? It's like, oh hell, we losing the team. RG3 is hurt now. People think Cousins can win, you know? But if Cousins wasn't there, it'd be like, we just want RG3 to get better.
Nah, I won't. See, I want that. Cause if RG3 is hurt, I want to have a viable option to be like, yes, Cousins coming in the game and he might could win the game.
Yeah, but I don't think RG3 wants that.
I fuck what RG3 wants.
Wow.
He cool and all. I mean, you know, I like Pop Rocks and all them other videos, but,
yeah, this is why he doesn't own a franchise team. Yeah.
Bro, I want to win. You know what I mean? Like that's the reason you have good reserves on your fantasy football league.
Yeah,
team.
But can you win with two leaders?
No.
Somebody got to be better.
Mm-hmm.
It's only one position and one person can play it at a time. Somebody has to be better. And
you're talking about all kinds of conflict.
Yeah,
conflict,
like to me, the great quarterbacks would never fucking allow a dude that they thought was a starter to be their backup, man. Like, like it, when it happens, they go crazy. Look at Brett Favre. Like that, like people always act like, well, Brett Favre, you know, he just, things went sour with the team. No.
Mm-mm.
Looking back there and seeing Aaron Rodgers drove him crazy a little bit at a time to where he was like, I'm out of here. Fuck the franchise. Yeah, trade him or trade me. You know, they weren't even ready to start Aaron Rodgers. And he was like, trade him, trade me now or trade him.
Cause he saw that he was good and he was like, they're going to end up letting me go anyway to replace me.
Sanchez will be on the bench behind Peyton Manning, Tom Brady.
Man,
somebody with an unquestionable job will have Sanchez behind him.
I don't know. I guess I relate everything to basketball and how I would feel on the court. I wouldn't be that bad if my backup is that good. I'd be like, cool.
Yeah, you say that now, but when you a professional and you out there, this is your job every day, and you looking at that dude like, damn, this dude right here is basically going to take my place if I fuck up. Like, that's not a cool – maybe the way I look at it, that's not a cool position. We talk about egos and all that stuff involved.
I don't look at me as fucking up because I look at me that he – at the end of the day, he's still my backup. Like, he going to be my backup.
Until you fuck up, and then he's going to be your replacement.
Yeah, as a dude that has followed Donovan McNabb as a fan his entire career, nah. I'm good with the – I'm good with that shit. Put a backup behind a dude that is not going to be a controversy.
Yep.
Because I hate the whole discussion like, well, Garcia did win three games. Should we not even start McNabb anymore? Like,
every
man.
Week the news going to play it. Like, it's going to be, you know.
And I would show up with my interview like, dude, get the fuck out of here. As soon as I'm healthy, I'm back starting. End of discussion.
And Domicon Sue did some type of weird ass chop block on somebody. Everybody got mad. So he got fined $100,000 because he's a dirty player.
I wasn't mad.
I didn't. I wasn't mad either.
I actually, his play actually made me look at, when you look at how, especially Philly, how they block for McNabb a lot of the game, I was like, they're just diving at the defensive player knees. What's the difference?
Yeah. I think it's because of his name.
Right. Like, Philly's entire scheme of blocking was diving at the defensive player's knees.
Yeah.
I don't see the difference. So
the Redskins, too. That was one of my problems I had with them. Always around his legs.
A little salty.
Domicon Sue, I'm not salty. We 1-0. Everybody team that's 1-0, raise their hand in this room. Okay. Nobody. All right. But yeah, Domicon Sue, man.
Put your head down.
He appealed. He's set to appeal his fine, which I think he should.
He should.
Because $100,000 is so over the top, man.
Yes, it is.
It's way extreme.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. Other dudes getting fined like $7,800. They like, nah, we want 100 G's, dog.
You know, a commentator tried to actually bring up the fact of how much he made, so it's nothing. I'm like, nah, it's still his money though. Like, you don't dictate my pockets and what I can do with my money. Like,
also,
stay out my finances.
Also, the money he makes until he's like 30 has to last him for the rest of his fucking life. Right. It might matter.
Right.
It's like you losing a year of salary later.
Right. Stay out my fucking pockets.
Cam Newton said race doesn't hinder the position. So Bomani Jones can go smoke a pipe because the 9 black quarterbacks starting the NFL opening week isn't cause to celebrate. Cam Newton, the Panther said Wednesday, absolutely not. You don't have a bar mitzvah just because you're a starting African-American quarterback in this league. I'm fans of everybody. I just can't say I just root for Michael Vick, RG3, Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick, and those guys. The biggest number of black starting quarterbacks in 1 week had been 8, according to multiple reports. Opening the week, black starting quarterbacks were Newton, Josh Freeman, Griffin, Kaepernick, EJ Manuel, Terrell Pryor, and Geno Smith, Vick, and Wilson. So I like how they finally counted Kaepernick as black, because white people get mad when you say that on Twitter. He's not black.
He is black, and because any other situation where he getting pulled out that car, he's black.
Someone tried to be like, oh, so you're going to steal him like you stole Obama? I was like, the fuck is wrong with you, lady?
Obama black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How we steal somebody that was black, that's already black?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, I feel Cam Newton, he want to keep those suits and clothing line being sold at Belk's at South Park Mall. Say what you got to say. He don't want that line pulled off the shelves.
He said, I don't think race hinders anybody at this position. Opportunities are opportunities, whether you're African-American, Chinese, Japanese, Caucasian, and what have you. If you got skill to play the game of football, you're going to play no matter what your race.
Get that money, dog. Just don't bring it up later when you having troubles in Charlotte, because these cops around here, ask any of the other athletes that's been pulled over in Charlotte. They don't care.
Just don't be trying to come back like Michael Jackson did. That's all I ask.
Ah!
Don't be trying to come back up in there talking about, these Jews won't give me the right to my... Mm-mm, nope.
Yep. OJ thought race the same thing.
Yeah, race didn't matter, remember? Doesn't matter if you're black or white.
OJ thought the same thing.
Josh Freeman overslept for his photo. That's right, they had team annual photos, and Josh Freeman didn't show up. He overslept. Now you might be thinking, why does that even matter, right? Why are we talking about it? Well, there was a vote where teams vote for the team captain. People do it all the time, players vote. And that, you know, a lot of times a quarterback is the team captain. Well, Greg Schiano, the coach of the Bucks, is being accused by Josh Freeman of rigging a vote so that he couldn't win team captain.
You get a bonus for this or something?
Sometimes you do, but it's not just a bonus. It's, you know, it basically signifies that you're a leader on the team.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And as a quarterback, that captain on your chest means a lot.
It's a resume thing, too, because when he goes to contract negotiations, things like that, hey, I'm a lead on the team, I'm captain, that sort of thing. And when he leaves the NFL, because, you know, their career is off short, you need things like that to say, hey, I was a leader in the locker room, team captain to prove it, X, Y, and Z. You know, you want those things on your resume.
And I feel like it proves his coach right. If he did rig it so that he wouldn't win captain, and then he pouted and didn't show up for team photos, or even if he literally did oversleep, it also proves that he's not prepared for the responsibility to be a leader of men. Mike Wallace, speaking of being a leader, they won the game, and he got mad because he didn't get too many catches.
Is he saying he's a little perturbed?
He appears to be a bit upset.
Are you saying he became emotional about the events of the game?
Yeah, he's a smidge. He has a smidge of animosity about this. Just a smidge.
Did his face turn red?
Well, he's kind of brownish, going back looking at his pick.
He had a pinch of scorn on his face. A pinch of scorn. He said, he did that thing that you do whenever you do something in front of your mom and you're about to get a whooping. And she's like, boy, what you say to me? You trying to say you mad? Because I won't let you go outside without doing your homework? And then you go, no, I'm mad at myself.
You mad?
But really, you mad at her.
You mad at Mike Wallace?
Yeah, because if you tell me you mad at me and your mama, we might have some issues.
You mad.
Miami Dolphins receiver Mike Wallace cleared the air Monday over the controversy over his comments following Sunday's 23-10 victory over the Cleveland Browns. Despite the win, Mike was upset after getting one reception for 15 yards, a reaction that made local and national headlines. Wallace explained on Monday that he was personally upset and didn't mean to cause a stir with the team. I'm mad at myself just because I didn't have a good game, Wallace said in the locker room. That's all. Wallace was asked to clarify comments he made to reporters Sunday and terse comments he was said to ask the coaching staff why he didn't get many opportunities against Cleveland. I was upset with myself. It wasn't really anything else to do with anything. I would have told you the same thing regardless. If you asked me about the plays, I don't really have the answers. That's all I meant by that. By the way, he just signed a $60 million contract, so He should be mad. I know I would be if I was his quarterback.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, if you're the quarterback, I could see you being mad.
Yeah,
but I was
I'm mad say, your ass didn't get open more.
He's still getting that check.
Yeah, he should be fine. But, you know, I think money at a certain point, because you get enough of it, the only thing that matters is football.
You know what it is? It's those incentives that's in the contract so he can get all his money.
Mm-hmm.
He got to get a certain amount of yards, certain Maybe. Amount of catches per season.
It could be that. I really think once you get a certain amount of money, part of you just kind of shuts off like, look, that money is a concept that I will never really understand. Like, it's hard to grasp. As a regular person, it's hard to grasp your mind around, like, you now have $50 million. Because, like, I don't know anything that costs $50 million that I want to buy. So, you know, if you told me, Ryan, here's $500, I'm like, okay, I can get an Xbox One. I can get this. I can get that. You told me, Ryan, here's $1 million. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what to do with this. Like, so the only thing you can concentrate on is what makes you happy, which is your craft and being good at football and getting respect on the field. And to me, it sounds like a dude who ego is, I didn't get respect on this field. One catch, you only look my way a couple of times, I'm pissed.
Get open, bro.
Yeah, it's that simple. If I'm Tannehill, I'm just like, dog, you wasn't open. So, yep. Like, I'm not throwing a pick for your ass. Like, yep. How about you get the fuck open, $60 million man?
Yeah, sure. Maybe if you showed up to practice, made your teammates better, get your speed up, you'll get the ball.
Now, Justin, you know I don't follow college football that tough, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Something's going on with Alabama. They're getting investigated. Oh, no, there was a Yahoo report that said, like, some players are taking money.
A little more than that.
There was a Twitter that somebody had, DJ Fluker, I guess, or Flucker, was a player who was like, he tweeted out, like, yeah, I took the money from agents to help recruit players onto Alabama. So what?
Yeah, they actually had somewhat of a theory. You know, they had the escorting service, like what we were talking about for players. They also had that. The thing is, though, they were actually paying the women to be prostitutes. Mine is more of a dating service, like rent a girlfriend, not necessarily rent sex, you know, paying for sex. Mine is more rent a girlfriend for the season while you're there. And you can switch up and get as many girlfriends as you want.
It almost sounds like paying for sex.
No, it's a girlfriend.
It's companionship.
Companionship. There you go.
And if something happens and it leads to sex, you know.
It's okay.
You're paying for emotional stability during the season. So that you're not out here with these other groupies. Like, there's a no pregnancy clause and all my women contracts. All those things. Keep you safe.
Can we just stop pretending that nobody thought they were dirty? That's all I'm asking. I don't even follow the sport, and I'm like, Alabama too good. Of course they cheating. It's like Lance Armstrong when he won the Tour de France. It's like, so Lance Armstrong, you cheating? Nah, I passed every test. Okay, so you passed every test and you're 100% clean. Yes, I passed every test, 100% clean, never failed a test. Okay, that's cool. Why are you beating people 2-99 in the race and they're all on the juice? Like, why is the juice not working? Is the juice like, cause they are on it and you keep beating them. That's how it is with Alabama. All their opponents supposedly cheat. And I've watched Alabama fans condescend and have attitudes for years about, oh, look at Auburn with Cam Newton. And they try to act like they had the moral high ground. And now it's like, shit is obvious that they were cheating too. Because how else do you get advantage over people who cheat?
You know, I don't think it's fair to go balls deep with Lance Armstrong.
What you mean, ball deep?
I think we maybe should have used a different example. you know, Jones, Marion Jones, someone, you know, maybe.
I don't know.
Not, you know, but not going balls deep with Lance.
I don't mind. I think Lance would take it as a compliment.
I'm sure he would.
NFL officials mistakenly forced RG3 to cover up his knee brace. Yeah, I heard this story. It's not even a big deal, but.
What do you mean?
How was it a mistake?
They told him during the game last week that he needed to cover up his knee brace. And he was like, yeah, the NFL told me to do it and the team told me. And the team came out and was like, no, we didn't tell him that. And the NFL was like, we didn't tell him that. And then, like, they just came back and said, oops, yes, we did. The officials didn't know the rules. Surprise, surprise. NFL officials fucking up the rules. The NFL officials didn't know the rules. So they told him not to show his knee brace on TV or that would get him a fine. And they were wrong.
You know, I wanted to, I'm glad you brought up officials. I wasn't sure if you had a story about that, but.
Well, there was the one in the 49ers, Packers game where they accidentally gave the Packers the 49ers another third down.
Yep. I was going to say, you know, and they came out and admitted like, hey, yeah, we fucked up on that, right? You know, and Dominican Sue came out and said, hey, I fucked up. You know, I did apologize. Can the NFL fine themselves? Like, where are these apologies? So what, you gave an apology?
Also, a fine? Remember when we had the replacement refs last year? People tried to act like it was a big deal. And I kept saying, y'all do realize that we complain about regular refs all the time because they fuck up a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everybody's like, nah, man, it would be better. That game against Green Bay would have never happened with Seattle. And it's like, nah, I think it would have, because they fuck up all the time.
Players all the time. And you know why? Because they're not full-time referees.
Yep.
They got other shit to do during the week.
Man, I can't believe we're already at this part of the show. Like, how did we get through the show that fast? Anyway.
Man, can we find some more articles? We don't have to technically end the show. We could talk about maybe Carolina's college football team and NC State's football.
Nah, I don't feel like talking about that. What I do feel like talking
Carolina
about
won.
Is this. La 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 la. Hey mamba. This is a quick one. Lakers fucked up.
Uh-oh.
On Twitter. They were commemorating 9/11. And this gotta be the picture for the show. They put up a picture of Kobe Bryant. Hashtag never forget. And it's Kobe with a fro.
I can see how you would mistake that.
Now, obviously.
Never forget what he had here.
This is going to be considered somewhat insensitive to the people that had families and relatives die on that day when terrorists attacked us. And so they issued an apology. And the apology is even more awkward than the picture. We apologize to anyone who took this differently than we intended and were therefore offended by it. We used a photo of how we commemorated 9/11 in the 2001-2002 season. Shortly after the tragedy occurred, because we wanted to show our support of what we felt at the time and continue to feel now. Out of respect for the intensely personal nature of how people remember this day, and that we recognize that not everyone understood the intent of our message, we pulled down our tweet and photo. Ultimately, our intention was to honor the spirit of remembering a day that we should all never forget. Like, that's so awkward. They couldn't just be like, we apologize. We take it down for anyone we offended. We're sorry. They had to be like, no, see, the way we remember it is Kobe Bryant with a fro.
Right. Young Kobe.
young Kobe with a fro, y'all. Never forget.
You know, at first when I just looked at the headline, I was thinking, oh, maybe they put up an Olympics picture of him. They didn't mean to do that. Yeah. You know, with him and the flag wrapped around him, winning the gold.
Yeah, that's amazing, dude. What amazing stupidity by the Lakers Twitter account. Like, whoever is in charge of that account, you know they ain't got a job today.
Of course, the social media person, they fired. Yeah,
like, and not just to mention, even if you were going to commemorate it with a sports picture with the Lakers, there's got to be like 100 other pictures that are more like, oh, look at holding their hands during the Pledge of Allegiance, or, you know, hand over your chest during the national anthem. Like, you know, something where you like, yeah, America.
Focus in on the flag on their jerseys.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna put this link to this in the chat room so people can see the picture. It's nothing about 9/11. It's like, mm-mm. it's the picture that you can see during any free throw Shaq was shooting, when Kobe was on the team.
They might as well have a picture of him and Shaq together. Talk about never forget.
It's just him chilling. They like, never forget. Like, the only thing would have been worse if they would have shown, like, championship rings.
Ah!
No. Never forget, we was the champions that year.
I'm bopping bottles.
Yeah. Yeah. Never forget, they just had champagne for it all over.
Maybe the 8-1 point game.
Yeah.
Like, never forget.
True.
That is so weird that they decided to use that picture, man. Like, that, I guess, oh, okay, I see that this picture does have the ribbon with the American
look
flag.
Look how small that is, though.
Right.
You have to zoom in.
You cannot tell from this picture that's about 9/11.
You had to search for that.
Yeah. They might as well put titties on this picture And you would have saw
Control F for that one.
Yeah,
that's like flag.
That's so bad, man.
Look, the expression on Kobe's face too, man. Like, it's not even an upright picture where they in line.
Yeah,
it's not
hand not across his heart.
Pre-game,
nothing.
He's so sweaty. Bad, this nigga thinking about going to see his woman later. Like, he was still dating Brandy in this picture.
Yeah, it was.
Right. I was like, man, when I saw that, I was like, why Kobe got to be in the news for this? Just so sad.
We still love you, Kobe.
Yeah. Kobe, my man. Kobe ain't had shit to do with this. Kobe was mad, too.
You know, I actually made a new friend today on campus thanks to Kobe Bryant.
Hey, hold up. 1 second, though. You think Kobe DM'd him and was like, take that shit down? Like, come on, man. What y'all doing? Take that shit down.
It wouldn't surprise me.
But you made a new friend? How?
Oh, yeah. This young lady, she was like, yeah, I'm originally from California. And I was like, Lakers a Clipper fan. She was like, oh, Kobe Bryant, Lakers all day long. Cool. We BFFs for life now.
Yep.
Like, it's just that simple.
The way to a man's heart is through his sports teams.
Yep.
Well, all right, guys. We'll be back next week with another episode of Balls Deep. Thank y'all so much for coming out. We appreciate everybody that watched the show live. Everybody that gets the show later, thank you for listening also. Until then, peace.